A long walk of beauty starting from Oakland, California, 3745-27.44 and 122.11 4.00 inches wide. Final destination, San Bernardino, California, 3409-03.41 and 117.18 39.60 inches wide. Current estimated route mapped 505 miles. Google Map walk directions. First step starts September 21, 2013, 9 a.m. Please follow my long walk live. On Map My Walk, you may be required to create login at Map My Walk. You can use Facebook login and Map My Walk friend link with my profile on Twitter at @gluwap. On Facebook, James Me hash long walk of beautiful walk is titled A Long Walk of Beauty Behind Tongues Tied by Targeted Hurtful Shame. A promise to walk home in protest of events occurring was issued to attorney in eviction case WG06266106, Alan Horwitz, on May 20, 2006. Please read in full, O kind sir. Overview: eviction case WG06266106 and WG06276115. Defendant answer to complaint, rather serious statements of bad conduct of building manager. There are many other eviction cases on record that could be included here. Hash long walk of beauty progress. 16 days 00 hours, miles complete, estimate 081.50, miles to go 423.50. Day 1, September 21, 2013, 9 a.m. Walk begins. Estimated return to walk time 2 p.m. Day 2, September 22, 2013, 9 a.m. 5,150 to 72-hour hold, John George Psychiatric Hospital. Incident report will follow in Twitter feed. Day 3 4, 5,250 to possible 14-day hold, John George Psychiatric Hospital. Document to follow on Twitter. Day 5, 5,250 release called by doctor 12 p.m. September 24 due to misidentified as a possible sexual predator threat and was able to finally have a cognitive discussion with staff and doctors. Walk resume. Day 7, Day 7, Friday, September 27, first task of the day was to go to the Hayward Police Station and complete and submit a theft report as well as add letter to whom it may concern to incident that occurred at the Girls Scout Clubhouse on Day 2 at approx 9 a.m. There are a couple of Map My Walk workout sequences posted and tweets specific to this task filed in my Twitter feed. Long walk resumes once back on route, upon arriving to Fremont. As you can follow on my Map Me Walk off route stop in, I passed by the Fremont Police Station and received permission to sleep and camp overnight in the creek bed by Officer Johnson in the lobby shortly after 5 p.m. Thank you, officer, for listening to my needs and for an understanding. Very grow up of you. Peace. Day 9, rest day. Due to my diabetic condition, my doctor in Colorado told me that I must take at least one full 24-hour rest period, two days per week. I have to do laundry and also attempt to arrange a meeting time with Mr. Alan Horwitz of Todd Roth Budd Law Offices before heading on my next walk. I will remain in this area until that important task of meeting lawyer in my case is done. One of the very reasons for this long walk in the first place. See, O kind sir. Day 10, Monday, September 30th. Long walking resumes with a stop at the law offices of Todd Roth Budd to see attorney Alan Horwitz, face to face before returning to one of the greatest challenges of my life. I'll be going down the coast of California on that part of this long walk. This is quite demanding of my scouting training and kind of scary, but I made a promise that I intend to keep. This is with the support and blessings of my boyfriend in Cheyenne, Wyoming, my doctor in Aurora, Colorado, and my family support origin where I at grew up in San Bernardino. Thank you all for these needed understandings. I called on the phone from the park up the street to their office. I asked to see if Mr. Horwitz was in the office today. Although Mr. Horwitz was in the office and remembered some of who I was over this voice call, apparently he had not yet received or read my fax. I explained I was now living in Denver and flew out here to Oakland and walked from Allen Temple Manor on that promise to walk home that I made to him. I was fulfilling that walk now, but seriously, as arrogance can get in the way, I don't think he really was listening to me. Again, he refused to see me. He refuses to know the truth. I did, however, stop into their office and hand deliver some documents that I had wanted to discuss with him face to face. Oh well. I continue on to my long walk of beauty. Toward the end of day 10, the outlook of being prepared for the next stage is beyond Los Gatos, with the operational power usage of the equipment I have with me is not able to support continuing walk until I have a solar cell charger. Although I have a 12-volt car battery to AC converter with me, I do not wish to have to flag down a passing car. I would only be able to use such a charging device at a campground. My Twitter feed, you will see I walked off route to and from the Verizon Wireless store and ordered a solar charger to support the coastline route south. It will be here in 2 days. So I have a couple more delay days before my long walk can continue. It should be continued on day 13, Thursday, sometime after I return to route from the store by bus, taxi after 1 p.m. This is my spot for night 10. Good night, everyone. This is my spot for night 11 and night 12. Day 13 begins with a trip to the laundromat and then to the library to update web page. With the expectation of my solar cell charger delivery at Verizon Wireless after 1 p.m., I headed over that direction by bus and waited for the delivery. Hopped back on the bus to my camp area, which was basically packed and ready to walk except for my tent. Upon getting a late start of walk time on day 13, I walked almost 6 miles before sunsetting time to stop right along the shoreline of the Lexington Reservoir. This is where I will stay overnight and get an early start on resuming my long walk. Peace to all, a good night. Day 14 begins from the Lexington Reservoir first thing in the morning. On my way south on Old Santa Cruz Highway, I stopped by Fire Station number 13 to get some powering charge time. I left about a little before 11 a.m. I had a huge hill climb with all my gear on. I did not realize it how hard that was going to be or how wiped out I was going to get by the end of the day. Only 4 p.m. when I see another fire station and asked Captain Body and the other guys if can pitch my tent there in then field in back of their station. This was a very nice and safe stay over for my end of day 14. While pitching lousy cheap replacement tent behind the fire station, during staking the tent, I stepped in one of the corners. I stretched and tore a SLJHT hole toward the very bottom of the side of tent, making it no longer rainproof. Oh well, I did not realize what was going to happen on day 15 yet. Alright, now day 15's Mamie Walk first day segment workout got screwed up. Not totally its fault. Leaving the Sickle Fire Station at just after 9:20 a.m. or so up until the point when I discovered that I left my tent with my new solar cell charger inside it somewhere. I got up to the quick stop on Sokol Drive before I realized I don't have my tent, so in slightly panic way, I started to jog backward on my route. This is when my device in my pocket activated random controlled key presses, which ended up cancelling my logged walk. Next time I will have to save it at point before heading back. I returned forward again to my ending point just to see if anyone turned out in my tent's door. I did take a picture of the store stop off and may have left it. No such luck. I have to replace the tent before I can continue my day. This mapping shows this errand trip, which is in two parts. One, I got a ride from Quick Stop by this guy who recommended the local sporting goods shop back down the street. They did not have any tents, so I walked down around to the Big Five. It was while I was shopping in Big Five that I received a tweet about my tent from Andrew. I left it all of the way back before Main Street and Sokol. Dr. Arnu's wife was too nice to stop by Big Five to return my stuff. I gifted the slightly damaged tent since I had just got a better quality replacement. I retrieved my solar cell charger I had in it. That's not lost, thank God. They also gave me a gift dot of $20. Wow. Thank you. I proceeded back on route by taxi cab and walked up until Watsonville for the end of day 15 and a full break day 16. Day 17 begins and ends. Upon my arrival at the parking lot at Salinas River State Beach, so too did a PSHA officer arrive at the very same time. Even though there is a sign with no overnight tents, camping, I got special permission as I as introduce myself and my long walk of beauty for world peace. Thank you, Officer Kraft, for your assistance in making this long walk successful even beyond this day and point. Day 18 begins. This is where I met up with fellow long walker Max and his dog Maverick. Actually, my phone accidentally turned in airplane mode and turned off GPS controls. Most likely was when I was fast walking trying to catch up to these two several yards ahead of me. The end of day 18 ends with Max and his dog departing ways at my overnight destination at the main state beach. Day 19 begins from the beach, but I lost the map my walk workout sequence when I attempted to log into the Safeway Wi-Fi at Rio Road and Highway 1. It's lost with no recovery, but to have pictures of when I went off route at 17 Mile Drive, which was a private road over to Pebble Beach Resort. I choose to walk directly down Highway 1 from there. Map my walk should make it a little less easy to cancel workouts, but these are the tools I am using and will have to make do. End of day 19, day 20 maps and events are basically left written as is on Twitter due to several factors. The maps, mileage have to be manually reviewed and adjusted. Several reasons why, but to the exact point I stopped walking upon the earth, I did not close and stop the tracking device. The mapping data from what I can see does show the car trip at miles per hour too quick for walking. But from the starting point of the day, trouble all through this area from the to keep a GPS lock was apparent coming down Highway 1. I do not know all of the reasons why. There is a consideration in the Map My Walk help pages of poor GPS performance using my device. It has been many days since on day 20 of my long walk, I got to my final destination point by bus, then by train, then by bus, then by bus again, and then picked up at the transit station by my mother on day 22. Now is when I have my next update to continue to map for the cause of #long walk of beauty, which after all is a walk for peace that is a never ending walk by walk by walk of beauty statement to the world. The first walk that needs to be noted is now on October 25th, creating day 21 of my long walk of beauty. This walk occurred, I walked from my mother's home to my brother's home in a statement to my mother that I need an apology for something important to me. It had been all laid out and in an email written a few days prior. I stated my reasons that if I could not get Sming so easy for her, that takes 30 seconds or so of time, which I asked her the week before my birthday. She refused. She refused to see me eye to eye as her adult son, wanting her to read aloud my poem in the mind way skin. So day 21 of my #long walk of beauty grants the way. Because I set up the condition that if by the time my flight to Denver on November 4th, if this still has not been done in my presence, that she would have to come in person to where I am to make such amends of our relationship, and that I was basically severing my relation with my mom and home. I will never be back. This was addressed in an email to my mother that still was left unread. By the moment my tolerance of it being refused unjustly went beyond my expense and walked out and away from my mom to my brother's place. I gave back my house key to never return. I write this walk entry from within the walls of the home registered to @gluup.net. Apology and an understanding of why I needed it had finally been received. I love you, Mama, very greatly. Thank you finally for just getting it. However, in the circumstance of the day, I apparently am not welcomed at the home of my brother. That story with the very sad truth of our shared historical youth will unfold here in time should my brother also not see where unreasonable and disrespectful I was called by him in his home was actually the applied gluup need. That is why there is a side step to the first park place away from his home and then on to Blair Park, where a proper of best location of my choice was not to compromise because of a faulty front room lamp my mother attempt to illuminate for herself before we began. It is bullshit to allow such a compromise in such importance case. Failure to assert both my need and my mother's would have been the disrespected result in my ability to continue and accept her then attempted apology. I never shall be called down by you, my brother, in your error, even in your home, without it being carefully considered at Mukkidoo Human for all of the public to see. And as for the matter, security system sakes alive, again your bullshit suggestion to me that I should have asked to protection one man to leave. The man said, and I agreed, unless Dennis is extremely sick, it is that important to see him. Once again I have this message of your error delivered into my view at the very time I was editing this issue. You should have readdressed your demeanor both of him and of me that day. I did absolutely nothing wrong. If such a future time occurrence of priorites are present, I would do the same exact thing again. See also Facebook posts on this walk of beauty item, http://facebook.com/inthemindway/posts/10201220234942338http://facebook.com/inthemindway/posts/10201390943380188. Note, please forgive journal editing, writing errors on the go as this is being HTML edited in original composition in a small Android device until I can get to a full display CRT. Thank you. These are a few training walks, to whom IT may concern. My name is James Mayton Driscoll. I was born and raised in San Bernardino, California. I flew to Oakland, California from Denver, Colorado on Thursday, September 19, 2013 to fulfill a promise to a long walk home to San Bernardino. I am on that long walk now. Although I am homeless, I am not a vagrant. I suffer from bipolar disorder and have been seen by a doctor who knows about my long walk. In general, I am on a long walk of beauty for world peace. My walk and its events are being tracked on Twitter at @GryuWalk and website http://alongwalkofbeauty.us/. My bipolar disorder needs are: if I am confused, I require at least a 15-minute pause of alone time to calm my thoughts in order to be cognitive to a normal discussion. If I have been real upset, this break could be longer. My walk is for world peace. Twitter, at @GryuWalk. Facebook, http://facebook.com/GryuWalk. Community page, http://facebook.com/inthemindway. Personal, http://mapmewalk.com/profile/GryuWalk. http://alongwalkofbeauty.us. http://wikiworld.com/wiki/index.php/words-to-live-by. http://GryuWalk.net. Please walk with me, either now or online. Thank you. Words to live by. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anon the province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. Source, published in poem blank verse form from 1742 to 1745 by Reverend Edward Young. These words then appear future time forward in many publications in transverse and slightly modified forms. This includes the publication that I find most relevant in today's modern era technological world. This above quote of Young's work is found in a history book that has removed any religious references and then has been credited to Source Anonymous. Then proceeds to describe in the following above paragraph the intent of virtue/integrity/morality of the authors upon the entire published history. Read on from linking to Google Book Source. There is a very important ideal set of immortality that should be highly considered in the modern day application of these words. This letter originally composed and printed at John George Medical Center. More information, source about Words to Live By. I welcome feedback, comments, and discussion about this page or about my long walk of beauty. Thank you. James Mayton Driscoll, inthemindway.org. Please contact A Long Walk of Beauty Behind Tongues Tied by Targeted Hurtful Shame at gryuwap.net. Please read in full, O Kind Sir at muckydiffhuman.net. Index, Alan Hawes, Todd Rothbard Law Offices, 100 Saratoga Avenue, Suite 200, San Jose, California 95051, 408244400, Allen Temple Manor, 7607 International Boulevard, Oakland, California 94621, 510-567-9782, Jim Graham Property Manager, Allen Temple Housing and Development, American Baptist Homes of the West, abhow.com, genuines, more index names to be added later, as direct remands avail. Please note that due to the unforeseen death of my sister-in-law Debbie Driscoll on August 16, 2013, I have had to postpone the date of the walk forward a few weeks. The original start date of my walk was scheduled for September 3, 2013 to correspond to dates and events that occurred in 2005. A new walk start date was chosen to best manage the events of 2013. The new start date has been chosen to correspond to the observance, the International Day of Peace, September 21, 2013. http://internationaldayofpeace.org. Thank you for the understanding and rest in peace, Debbie. Great reasons us will unite peace.